Welcome back. This is an advanced deep dive in Ableton Live 12, and we're aiming for a very specific feeling, sunrise set emotion, but still proper jungle and old school DNB. Rolling drums, warm air in the chords, and that classic the riff is talking to itself vibe. The big concept today is call and response, but I don't want you to think of it like writing a melody. Think of it like building a conversation grid that you can later edit like a DJ tool. We're going to write a call that feels like an uplifting statement, and a response that feels like a different character answering back. Then we'll print both to audio, slice them, and create quick edits like stutters and reverse pickups that you can drop into a 16 or 32 bar phrase without your loop getting stale. Let's set the room first. Set your tempo somewhere between 160 and 168. If you want that classic pace, park it at 165 BPM. Choose an emotive key, F minor, G minor, a minor, all safe choices for sunrise energy. I'll use a minor in the examples, and before you even touch notes, make sure you've got a groove foundation, a break that's already rolling, and a sub or a placeholder bass. Because the truth in jungle is this: the drums are the authority. Our riff has to sit around the pocket, not bulldoze it. One more quick setup move. In Live 12, you can load a subtle groove in the groove pool like an MPC-ish shuffle and apply it lightly later. But we're not going to rely on global groove for feel. We'll do something more surgical. Per note nudging. That's how you get played timing without breaking the breakbeat. Cool. Now, step one. The call. The call is the identity statement. This is what people remember by bar four. For an old school feel, a sampled chord stab is king. So create a MIDI track, drop simpler on it, and grab a short piano stab or rave style chord stab sample. Keep it short. If your sample is long and lush, we can still use it, but we'll shape it to be punchy. Now make a two bar MIDI clip for the call. I want you to write it like a question, not a full song, not a progression, a question. Here's a simple approach in a minor. Put a hit right on 1.1. That's your I'm here moment. Then place a second hit a little later, like 1.3. Then in bar 2, do something that slightly lifts. Maybe hit 2.1, then a higher inversion or a brighter voicing around 2.3. The rhythm should be syncopated, but clear. Sunrise emotion needs space to breathe. If you need a template, imagine a grid of potential stab points like 1.1, 1.2.3, 1.4, 2.2, 2.3.3. Put hits there, then remove one or two on purpose. That removal is the emotion. Leaving air is what gives the reverb and delay something to say. Now let's shape the call so it feels like warm sunrise glass. Not harsh, and definitely not muddy. Add EQ 8 first. High pass it around 120 to 180 Hz, steep enough to stay out of the sub, and most of the low mids. If it's boxy, do a gentle dip somewhere around 250 to 400. Then a small presence lift in the 2 to 5K zone, but don't chase brightness too hard. In jungle, harsh stabs will ruin your ears by the second drop. Next, add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive it maybe 2 to 6 dB. With soft clip on. We're not trying to destroy it. We're trying to make it feel like it belongs in the same world as the break and bass. Then add auto filter. A 12 dB low pass is a good start, and you can add a tiny envelope amount so the stab has a little pluck movement. If you like working clean, put this whole chain into an instrument rack and map the filter cutoff to a macro. You'll thank yourself later when you start arranging. Reverb. I strongly suggest using hybrid reverb as a send rather than an insert, because that keeps your dry signal punchy. Plate or hall, pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds, so it blooms behind the transient, decay around 1.8 to 3.5 seconds depending on how spacious your drums are. And absolutely low-cut the reverb return somewhere between 200 and 400 Hz. Reverb mud is how you kill the roll. Now for a sunrise trick, put echo on a send and set it to a dotted rhythm, like 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 20 to 35%. Filter the echo return so it's band limited. Cut lows under 300 and tame highs above 7 to 10k. Add a little modulation for shimmer, but keep it tasteful. The goal is glow, not laser tag. Quick teacher note: at this point, your call should feel whitish and uplifting. Don't worry if it's not huge. Huge comes from arrangement and contrast, not from cranking reverb until your mix falls over. Now step 2, the response. The response must be a different character. If your call is bright and wide, your response should be darker, narrower, or more animated in the mids, but not louder. The conversation works when one voice speaks and then other answers in the gaps. For old school, a Reese response is perfect. So make a new MIDI track and load Wavitable. Quick Reese build. set OSC1 to a soy shape in basic shapes, OSC2 to a square or saw square blend. Add a small detune or use unison with 2 to 4 voices, but keep the amount low. Filter it with a 24 dB low pass. Then add a slow LFO to the cutoff so it gently moves, not wobbling like modern bass music. Just breathing. Now write the response pattern. Here's the golden rule. It lives in the gaps of the call. If your call hits on 1.1 and 1.3, put response hits around 1.2 or 1.4. If you want this to feel like a classic hook, make the response only one bar long and let it repeat while the call does small variations. That repetition is hypnotic in a sunrise set. Process the response so it answers without overpowering. EQ8. High pass around 60 to 90 Hz. We're leaving true subspace for your actual sub track. If it's muddy, dip 200 to 350. Add saturator gently, 1 to 4 dB. Then auto filter again, but this time we'll plan to automate the cutoff so it opens at phrase ends, like the horizon lifting. If you want width, use chorus ensemble very subtly, and then use utility to keep the response narrower than the call. This is important. Contrast is the conversation. If both are wide and bright, it becomes one blurry voice. Now step 3. Make it musical, not just rhythmic. Jungle emotion comes from tension and resolution without needing fancy chords. In a minor, a simple move is, callism, response hints a G or F movement, and then we're back to them. You can also do a question, mark ending trick. In the last bar of your call phrase, change only the final note to something non-resolving, like adding the ninth or a suspended tone. Then let the response resolve it. That story, with almost no extra notes. Now we bring in something that separates advanced producers from loop makers. Phrasing. Make it DJ friendly. Think 4 bars question, 4 bars answer. Bars 1 to 4. Call is prominent, response is minimal, maybe just tiny pickups. Bars 5 to 8. Response answers harder, call simplifies. That structure alone makes your riff feel like it's going somewhere, even if the notes are simple. And here's a pro jungle habit. Lock your riff to snare landmarks. Do a quick audit of each bar. Decide if your riff is avoiding the snare, supporting it, or intentionally clashing. For sunrise vibes, you avoid most of the time. Then, if you want impact, you allow one intentional clash right at the end of a phrase, like bar 8, beat 4, so it feels like punctuation. Now step 4 is the main focus today. Edits. We're going to print, slice, and rearrange like a proper jungle editor. First, resample each layer. Create an audio track called Print Call. Set its input to resampling, or directly from the call track if you prefer. Arm it, and record 8 bars. Then do the same for Print Response. But don't just print one pass. Print with intention. Capture gestures, not just loops. Do one pass that's dry and controlled, and one pass where you perform automation. Filter sweeps, reverb throws, echo flicks. You can even do an overcooked pass with more movement than you think you need. Why? Because later, when you slice, you can grab one insane tail for a single moment without committing the whole riff to that level of wetness. Now slice. Take the printed audio clip. Right-click, slice to new MIDI track. For stabs, slicing by transient usually works best. For more rhythmic riff material, slicing by 1/8 note is a good edit grid. Do this for both call and response prints. Now you've got a drum rack full of slices, and suddenly you're in classic jungle edit territory. You can rearrange riffs like you're chopping breaks. Now create 3 DJ tool edits. Each one should be an 8-bar clip, because 8 bars is the language of DNB. Edit 1. Late response. For bars 1 to 4, remove response entirely. In bars 5 to 8, bring response in only on the last beat of every bar. This creates anticipation, and it feels amazing when the full groove returns. Edit 2. Stutter turnaround. In bar 8, beat 4, take one slice and stutter it at 1/16 3 times. Then add a short reverb throw on the last hit. That's the classic 1-second hype that doesn't wreck the emotional vibe. Edit 3. Reverse answer. Pick one response slice, reverse it, and place it as a pickup into bar 1 or bar 5. That reverse inhale is instant wind-up energy, and it's a signature jungle move that still sounds fresh when used sparingly. Quick tip. For cleaner stutters, you can put drum buffs on the printed audio before slicing and slightly tink transients or slightly enhance them, depending on the sample. The goal is consistency. Stutters sound amateur when each slice has wildly different attack behavior. Now step 5, arrangement for sunrise emotion. This is where we make it feel like a set moment, not a loop. Try a 16-bar drop phrase. Bars 1 to 8, Call is wide and wetter. Response is filtered and quiet. Bars 9 to 16. Response slowly opens and comes slightly forward. Call simplifies and gets drier. This is a powerful psychological move. The sound gets clearer over time, which reads like the sun is coming up. Automate a few key targets. Call reverb send starts higher and reduces by bar 9. Response filter cutoff opens across bars 9 to 16. Echo throws only at phrase ends, like bar 8 and bar 16. In LEV 12, use automation shapes with curves, not straight lines, so the lift feels organic instead of like a robotic ramp. And here's an arrangement upgrade. Build a three-layer energy ladder of the same riff. A ghost version that's filtered and wet for intro or early breakdown, a core version for your main loop, and a peak version that's slightly drier, with a little more mid-presence, and maybe one extra response slice every two bars. Print all three versions. Then in arrangement, you can swap intensity like DJ tools without adding new instruments. Now step 6. Glue it with drums and bass. Because if the riff fights the break, you lose the whole point. Add subtle sidechain to the kick snare bus on both call and response. Use compressor with sidechain, ratio around 2:1, attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, so the transient still speaks, release 60 to 120 milliseconds, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're not doing EDM pumping. We're making space for the break to stay king.